We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The days of hiring a film crew and renting a studio for a simple 15-second LinkedIn ad are basically over. The cost has dropped to near zero. But as with all technology cycles, with new power comes a new, incredibly frustrating headache: the takedown notice. Today's question comes from Marcus in London, and it represents the single biggest shift in the AI landscape over the last 12 months.
Welcome to the AI Authority Edge, the go-to podcast for busy LinkedIn professionals mastering AI like true authorities. Hosted by Al Kushner, award-winning LinkedIn coach, each episode delivers under 10-minute, no-fluff, practical AI hacks to streamline content creation, automate engagement, amplify personal brands, and drive real business growth. Every morning brings a brand new hack, fresh strategies that listeners can implement over their coffee. New episodes drop 4 times a week, keeping audiences steps ahead while others play catch up. Today's AI hack changes daily, so tune in and discover what's next. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to FAQ Friday. I'm Al Kushner. We have arrived at episode 92. By now, AI video generation isn't a novelty act anymore. It is the standard operating procedure. You are likely using Sora 3.0, Runway Gen 4, or Kling to create your marketing assets. The days of hiring a film crew and renting a studio for a simple 15-second LinkedIn ad are basically over. The cost has dropped to near zero. But as with all technology cycles, with new power comes a new, incredibly frustrating headache: the takedown notice. Today's question comes from Marcus in London, and it represents the single biggest shift in the AI landscape over the last 12 months. Marcus writes in, and he is furious. Al, I spent 3 hours yesterday generating a perfect product launch video using the new text-to-video tools. It looked incredible. Cinematic lighting, great actors, perfect pacing. It was going to be my best post of the year. I uploaded it to LinkedIn. 2 minutes later, before a single person saw it, it was removed. I got a red notification saying, blocked, potential IP violation, style mimicry, and protected likeness. Al, I didn't steal anything. I generated this from scratch using my own prompts. I didn't upload a movie clip. Why does the algorithm think I'm a thief? And how do I fix this so I can launch my product? Marcus, welcome to the compliance era of 2026. The Wild West of 2024 is dead and buried. We are now living under the content provenance laws passed late last year. Platforms like LinkedIn, YouTube, and Meta have installed aggressive fingerprinting filters that don't just check for stolen music, they check for stolen aesthetics. If your AI video looks too much like a Wes Anderson movie, or if your AI actor looks 15% too much like Tom Cruise, the bot kills it to avoid a lawsuit. Today, I'm going to give you the clean clearance protocol. This is the 4-minute workflow to scrub your AI video of copyright radioactive material, so you can hit publish without fear. The diagnosis, the style squatting filter. Why did your video get flagged? In 2026, the algorithms are using C2PA metadata, content credentials, and visual semantic matching. When you prompt an AI, you often use shortcuts. You might type cinematic shot, lighting like Blade Runner 2049, actor who looks confident like Idris Elba. The AI generates pixels that statistically match those copyrighted works. LinkedIn's upload filter scans the video. It sees the visual fingerprint of Blade Runner, the color grading, the fog. It sees the biometric data of Idris Elba, the facial structure. It flags you for style squatting or deepfake proximity. You aren't stealing a file. You are stealing a vibe that is now legally protected, or at least protected enough that LinkedIn is terrified of being sued. So they block you first and ask questions later. LinkedIn blocked Marcus because his video looked synthetically perfect. It looked like a deepfake, so the system didn't trust the source. But here is the scary reality. Your prospects use the exact same filter on you. When a client lands on your LinkedIn profile, they run a mental compliance check. If your headline is buzzword soup, your photo looks like a stock image, and your about section reads like ChatGPT wrote it, you trigger their internal spam filter. They mark you as unverified source, they block you mentally, and you never even get a notification explaining why you lost the deal. You're working so hard to clear the rights for your video, but you are failing the clearance on your personal brand. Go to linkedvantage.com/audit. We act as the compliance officer for your reputation. We ensure that when a human audits your profile, they see a real high-value expert, not a style mimic. Go to linkedvantage.com/audit. Now that your reputation is cleared, let's clean the video metadata. Minute 1, the name scrub, the fix, the 4-minute clean clearance protocol. You don't need to remake the video from scratch. You need to de-risk the prompt and the metadata. Minute 1, the name scrub, prompt engineering. Marcus, look at your original prompt. Did you use a proper noun? Did you name a director, an actor, a specific movie, or a photographer? Bad prompt. In the style of Wes Anderson? Bad prompt. Shot on IMAX 70mm like Christopher Nolan. In 2026, these names are tripwires. The AI models have been RLHF trained, reinforcement learning from human feedback, to refuse these, or the platform filters catch them. The fix, you must convert names into technical specs. Use a text LLM like GPT-6 to translate. Input, describe the visual style of Wes Anderson without using his name. Focus on color, lens choice, and composition. Output, symmetrical composition, flat lay, pastel color palette, specifically pinks and teals, high saturation, whimsical set design, 40mm anamorphic lens, direct camera address. Regenerate your clips using the technical specs. This bypasses the style mimicry filter because you are describing physics and color theory, not intellectual property. Minute 2, the face fuzzing, biometric safety. If your AI actor looks too perfect, you are in the danger zone. LinkedIn's biometric scanners are hypersensitive to deepfake liability. If your AI protagonist accidentally looks like a composite of Brad Pitt and your neighbor, it gets flagged. The AI models often overfit on celebrity faces because that's what they were trained on. The fix, in your video generator settings, turn up the synthetic diversity slider, or add this specific instruction to your negative prompt. Average features, composite face, non-celebrity, distinct asymmetry, skin texture imperfections. You want the face to look human, but you explicitly want it to contain asymmetry. Real movie stars have symmetrical faces. AI, copyright traps, look for symmetry. Imperfection is your shield. Minute 3. The invisible watermark, C2, PA tagging. This is the technical step most people miss in 2026. When you export from Sora or Runway, there is a digital chain of custody attached to the video file called the manifest, based on C2PA standards. If you take that video and edit it in a non-compliant editor, like an old version of Premiere from 2024, you break the manifest. LinkedIn sees a video with a broken or missing manifest and assumes you are hiding something, like a deepfake. It blocks the video as unverified source. The fix, ensure you are exporting with embed content credentials, C2PA, checked. If you edit the video, use a compliant tool that re-signs the credentials. This tells LinkedIn, this was made with AI, I am admitting it, and here is the log of changes. Transparency is the new safe passage. Minute 4, the reverse image search test. Before you upload to LinkedIn, do a pre-flight check. Take a screenshot of your video's main scene, the hero shot. Run it through Google Lens or Pinterest visual search. The test safe result. The search shows generic stock photos of man holding coffee. Danger result, the search shows a specific movie scene, a recognizable painting, or a specific stock footage clip from Getty Images. If it matches a specific source, the AI has overfit and accidentally plagiarized a training image. Regenerate that clip immediately. Do not risk your account status on a lazy generation. The takeaway. Marcus, the era of type text, get video, post video is over. We are in the era of type, verify, certify, post. It feels like extra work, but the alternative is getting your account banned for IP theft. Scrub the proper nouns, directors, chalk actors from your prompts. Add a symmetry to your faces to avoid biometric triggers. Keep the C2 PA metadata intact so the platform trusts you. Do that, and the algorithms will open the velvet rope and let your content through. That's it for FAQ Friday. Keep it creative, but keep it compliant. I'll see you next time.
That's a wrap on today's AI Authority Edge. If you found value, please rate and review. It only takes 30 seconds and helps fellow LinkedIn pros discover these strategies. Ready to turn LinkedIn into your revenue engine? Visit linkedvantage.com or message Al Kushner directly on LinkedIn. Here's to your next breakthrough connection. See you next time.
There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your outside.